This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
I'm Adam Claydon, and this is the 80s at 8. It's the week of August the 14th, and here we go. It's an hour of great music from the 1980s. Dame Olivia Newton-John was an American, Australian, British singer, songwriter, actor, and entrepreneur. She was a four-time Grammy Award winner whose music career included 5 number one hits and another 10 top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100. She died recently on the 8th of August 2022. So here is a song recorded by Olivia Newton-John for her 1981 11th studio album of the same name. It was released as the album's lead single in September 1981. The song was an immediate smash hit, shipping 2 million copies in the United States, where it was certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, and spent 10 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It's Olivia Newton-John with Physical.
You know what I mean?
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Olivia Newton-John with Physical from 1981. And that was our tribute to Dame Olivia Newton-John, who just died recently on the 8th of August. Up next is a song written by Michael Massa and Jerry Goffin, originally recorded by Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. for their album Marilyn and Billy in 1978. American singer Whitney Houston recorded a cover of the song for her self-titled debut studio album. It was released in August 1985 as the second single from the album in the United States and third worldwide. Whitney Houston's version garnered positive critical response, with reviewers praising its melodious production, her vocal performance, and picked it as one of the album's highlights. The song became a global success and represented a commercial breakthrough for Whitney Houston, topping the charts in four countries. In New Zealand, it reached number 5. It's Whitney Houston and Saving All My Love For You. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Whitney Houston and Saving All My Love for You from 1985. Conscious Party is Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers' third album. It was released in 1988. This album became popular with the hits Tumblin' Down and this song. It won the Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album in 1989. This song reached number 39 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 16 on the mainstream rock tracks, and number 36 on the Australian ARIA charts. In 2009, the song was voted the 85th greatest one-hit wonder of the 80s by VH1. It's Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers with Tomorrow People. Listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers with Tomorrow People from 1988. Up next is a 1981 song by the Swedish pop group ABBA. It is a title track from the band's studio album of the same name and was released as the fourth and final single in April 1982. The official stated theme is a protest against the mistreatment of political dissidents in the Soviet Union at the time, as ABBA seemed to put political issues into their lyrics in the final days of the group. Bjorn has stated that at the time of release, he preferred that the song should have a sense of mystery, so did not explain the exact meaning. The single peaked just outside the top 60 at number 63 on the singles chart in the US. Even though the song did not have any success in some countries, it actually got to number 1 in Costa Rica. It's ABBA with The Visitors.
Paintings and the furniture. Help me.
That is the 80s at 8, and that was ABBA with The Visitors from 1982. Up next is a song by American rock band Aerosmith. It was released as the lead single from the band's ninth studio album, Permanent Vacation, in September 1987. The track reached number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 41 on the Hot Dance Club Play chart, number 4 on the Mainstream Rock Tracks chart, number 22 on the Canadian RPM Top Singles chart, and number 45 on the UK Singles chart. It was re-released in early 1990 and peaked at number 20 in the UK. It was certified silver in the UK for selling over 200,000 copies. The song was written by lead singer Steven Tyler, lead guitarist Joe Perry, and songwriter Desmond Child. It's Aerosmith and Dude Looks Like a Lady. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Aerosmith and Dude Looks Like a Lady from 1987. Coming up after the break here on the 80s at 8, it will be more great music of the 1980s.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Welcome back to the 80s at 8. I'm Adam Claydon. Now, our next song is by American singer Belinda Carlisle from her second studio album, Heaven on Earth. It was written by Rick Nowels and Alan Shipley, and the song was released as the lead single from the Heaven on Earth album in September 1987, and it reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in December 1987, becoming Belinda Carlisle's only US chart topper to date. A month later, it peaked at number one in the United Kingdom, where it held the top spot of the UK singles chart for 2 weeks. It also reached number one in New Zealand. This is considered to be Belinda Carlisle's signature song. The song was nominated for the Grammy Award for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance in 1988, but lost out to Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody. It's Belinda Carlisle, and Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
we'll be right back.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Belinda Carlisle and Heaven is a Place on Earth from 1987. Up next is a song by the American band Berlin, which was released in August 1984 as the third single from their third studio album Love Life. It was written by John Crawford and produced by Giorgio Moroder and Richie Zito. It reached number 12 in New Zealand and number 39 in Australia. Upon release, Billboard included the song as a recommended single under the pop section. The Absolute Sound described the song as one of the best from Love Life. In a retrospective review of the album, Mike DeGagne of AllMusic commented that the song emulates the same streamlined formula of sharp keyboards and an animated dance pace of No More Words. It's Berlin and Dancing in Berlin. This is the 80s and 8, and that was Berlin and Dancing in Berlin from 1984. Up next is a song written by David Pomeranz and Buddy Kay, and was featured in David Pomeranz's 1980 album, The Truth of Us. A year after its release, American singer Barry Manilow would later record the track for his 1981 album, If I Should Love Again. This version was released in October 1981. It peaked at number 15 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and was Barry Manilow's 11th number one on the Billboard Adult Contemporary chart, spending 3 weeks at number one. It's Barry Manilow and the Old Songs.
Baby.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Barry Manilow with the old songs from 1981. Up next is a song written by Stephen Sondheim for the 1973 musical A Little Night Music, an adaptation of Ingmar Bergman's 1955 film Smiles of a Summer Night. In 1985, Stephen Sondheim added a verse for Barbara Streisand to use on the Broadway album and subsequent concert performances. Her version reached number 25 on the Billboard Hot Adult Contemporary chart in 1986 and number 2 on the Canadian Adult Contemporary chart. It's Barbara Streisand and Send in the Clowns.
Quick, send in the clowns.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Barbara Streisand with Sendin' the Clowns from 1986. This week's last song is by American new wave band The B-52s from their fifth studio album Cosmic Thing. It was released in June 1989, and the song was a comeback for the band following their decline in popularity in the mid-1980s and the death of guitarist Ricky Wilson in 1985. This is considered the band's signature song and has been a concert staple since its release. Commercially, the single topped the charts in Australia, Ireland and New Zealand and reached number 2 on the UK singles chart, number 3 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and number 5 on the Canadian RPM Top Singles Chart. Rolling Stone named this song the best single of 1989. It's the B-52s and Love Shack.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway, looking for the love.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was the B-52s with Love Shack from 1989. And that's it for the 80s at 8 for this week. So until next time, have a great week. Bye for now.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.